Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyan podcast, the podcast where you listen to content on personal finance and productivity. My name is Femi Olaniyan. I'm a crypto trader, a stocks investor, personal finance enthusiast, and a finance YouTuber. Well, if this is your first time listening to my podcast, well, you're welcome. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Anchor, or any other podcast platform. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. Well, this is the first episode of the year, so I'm saying Happy New Year to every one of you. Well, 2021 was, let me say, a good year for me. Yeah, it was a good year for me. I have to be grateful, and I hope it was a good year for you too. Well, if it wasn't too good, I hope 2022 will be a better year for you and I. Well, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about two main things. I'll be talking about the first investment I ever made. Also, I'll be talking about the most profitable investment I've ever made, like myself. So I'll be talking about those two things in this video, and there's so much for you guys to learn from this episode. So much value in this episode. So I advise you to listen attentively. Don't go anywhere. Don't get distracted and listen to this episode. Now, some days ago, Fisayo Fosudo, in case you don't know him, he's a tech and finance YouTuber. He's a Nigerian. You know, he made a post on his Instagram page and asked people to comment the first investment they ever made. The first investment. You know, so that day I asked myself, what was the first investment I ever made? Like the one I made myself with my money. And you know, if I'm to be honest with you guys, the first investment I ever made with my money was in Ponzi schemes. Yeah, Ponzi schemes. And that was in, I think 2018. And I've talked about it in one of my videos on my YouTube channel. So in case you've not subscribed to my YouTube channel, go subscribe to my channel. You know, and that year I was in 100 level in my university. And, you know, I was looking for different ways to make money, you know, so that I don't want to depend on my parents' money alone. So I did a lot of Ponzi schemes with my friend. You know, what we were doing then was that we'll put money into one Ponzi scheme, it will fail, we'll lose our money. Put money into another Ponzi scheme, it will fail, we'll lose our money. You know, we did a lot of Ponzi schemes then. So that was the first form of investment I made, and to be honest, right now I'm thinking myself that I can no longer do those kind of investments again. I can never do Ponzi schemes again in my life. Anything like pyramid scheme, anything like you must bring one person to collect your money, all those kind of things. I just can never do those kind of investments. I want you to ask yourself, what was the first investment you ever made with your money? Like the first time you invested your money, what was the first thing you did? You know, so while I was thinking about that first question, and that question came up in my mind, and the question is, what is the most profitable investment I made? As in, the investment that I made that brought me the highest profit, the highest return, the highest ROI, what is that investment? So I asked myself, and to be honest, guys, the most profitable investment I ever made was investing in myself. Now, if you have been watching a lot of my videos on YouTube, you know that in most of my personal finance videos, I always say that the most profitable and biggest investment you can ever make is investing in yourself. Yeah, that's the biggest and most profitable investment anybody can make. And this is because, you know, you are the investor. You are the one putting the money in yourself. You are the investor. And the second thing is that you are the investment. You are the investment. You are the asset. And one thing is, you are the biggest asset that you can ever have. Always put that in mind. You are the biggest asset you can ever have. And only you can know, decide whether, okay, the investment you made in yourself will go the right way or the wrong way, or whether you make profits or you make loss on that investment. And to be honest, guys, the various investments I've made in myself have brought me the most returns, like the highest returns so far. That's just the truth. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you guys the different ways I invested in myself, because I know the question will be that, oh, how can I invest in myself? How can I become the most profitable investment that I will ever make? Now, the three ways I invested in myself, I'll be talking about them in this episode, and I'm very sure you're going to be learning a lot from them. Now, the first investment I made in myself was by reading books. Now, yeah, I know that some of you will be like, oh, Femi, I hate to read books. I can't read books like 50 pages, 100 pages, not even talking about 400 pages, 300 pages. And because most books are boring, that's what a lot of people always say, that most of these books are boring. Yeah, I totally understand you guys. Even I totally understand. Now, the thing is, before 2020, I wasn't a fan of reading books at all. I didn't like reading books. If you give me a book of like 100 to 300 pages, I won't even read it. I'll just maybe read like 10 pages and just drop the book and not go back to the book again. You know, but in 2020, something happened during the lockdown, actually. You know, I watched a video on YouTube of how reading books changed the life of a guy or someone on YouTube. And you know, that video really, really motivated me to start reading books. So I started reading books on business, then I moved to personal finance books. And then when it got to 2021, and I think the first book I read was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And I will forever be grateful to myself for reading that book. You know, that book has really changed my mindset about money. That book has really changed the way I spend my money, the way I make money, the way I manage my money, and the way I multiply my money. If you've not read that book, I think that should be the first book you should read in 2022. Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. And that's still my number one personal finance book ever. I've read other personal finance books, but Rich Dad, Poor Dad is still the best book I've read in my life. Then I went on to read Think and Grow Rich, and then I went on to read How to Win Friends and Influence People, and then I read The Rules of Wealth. Now, those are the four books I read in 2021. And these four books have influenced the way I deal with my personal finance, the way I make money, and the way I manage my money. Now, I'm very sure a lot of my subscribers and even my friends, a lot of you will be like, oh, I know a lot about personal finance. I know a lot about managing money, making money, and all of those things. Now, it's not like those things came from nowhere or, you know, someone opened my head and putting all of those things into my head. No. All these things came from the books I've read, from all these four books I've read and other books I've read on finance. All these things came from those books. So I want you guys to start reading books. Start reading personal finance books. You know, the reason why you all should read personal finance books is because, you know, everybody deals with money. We are all using money. There's no way you'll be in this world that you won't need money for one thing or the other, that you won't even make money, spend money, or even know how to manage your money. And that is why it is good to read personal finance books. Now, you should also read books that are related to your career or your niche. Just try to develop yourself by reading books. It's really, really going to help you a lot. Now, I know you might be having problems with, oh, I don't like reading books of 100 pages, 200 pages, and so on. You don't have to read the whole book in a month or maybe in a week. You can just start by reading, even if it's just 10 pages every week. 10 pages every week. And I know that's too small, but you can just start like that. Then you can start going. Before you know it, you will be reading 50 pages a day, 100 pages a day, and so on. So try as much as possible to start reading books that can develop your mindset. Now, the second profitable investment I made in myself was getting personal finance education. Now, you know, when you hear about personal finance, what it generally means is how you make money, how you save, invest, manage, and multiply your money. Now, that's the general meaning of personal finance. And one thing I want you guys to know is that nobody can force you to know all of these things. Nobody can open your head and put all these things inside. You just have to go out there and get the knowledge yourself. And that was another investment I made in myself. And that was how I got to know about cryptocurrencies, stock market, rates, ETFs, index funds, you know, a lot of investments. And that's how I got to know about how to manage my money, how to spend my money, and how to multiply my money. Knowing all of these things will really, really help you a lot. You know, like I said earlier, I said, you know, some of you will be like, oh, this guy knows a lot about personal finance, knows a lot about stocks, how to make money from stocks, crypto, and all of those things. You know, it all started in 2020. You know, I think I was looking for another source of income to add to my sources of income. And that was when I discovered the stock market, that, okay, I can be making money by investing in the stock market through dividend and returns on my investment. Then I discovered about Trove, and I started investing in the stock market on the Trove investment app. And that was how it started. And another thing I did was that I joined the Money Africa community. Now, in case you don't know, the Money Africa community is a community where you can join, and then they teach you a lot about personal finance, money, stocks, crypto, NFTs, mutual funds. You will learn a lot about investment and savings and how you can make money online. So if you have not joined the Money Africa community, I really recommend that you join the Money Africa community. You can follow them on Instagram at Money Africa, but you need to pay money to be able to join the community. And that's another investment you can make in yourself. Now, that's the second one. The third most profitable investment I made in myself was learning a skill, which is crypto trading. Now, you know, I've told you guys on my YouTube channel before that I started investing in crypto in 2018. Now, you know, in 2019, that was when I paid for a class to learn crypto trading, how to make money from trading crypto. Then from there, I went on to buy courses on Udemy on crypto trading. I bought like 3 courses on Udemy. And I think right now, all the courses I have about crypto trading should be like, I think 4 that I've bought should be like 4 right now. And on futures also, you know, I bought different courses. I was watching different videos throughout 2019, 2020. I was, you know, developing myself on trading. And right now, I'm making a decent amount of money every month from crypto trading. And that's another way you can invest in yourself. Invest in yourself by learning a skill. Learn a skill that you can monetize. Learn a skill that can make money for you. It is an investment. It's not like you're wasting your money. And you just have to put your mind to it. So make sure you learn a skill. So these are the different ways I invested in myself. And these different investments have brought me the highest returns so far in my life. Now you should apply all these things in your life also. You should start reading books, you know, you should get personal finance education. You should learn a skill that can make you so much money. You can learn from, you know, free resources. You can learn from YouTube, from different blog posts. You can learn from different podcasts. You know, you can buy online courses, attend webinars on these things, you know, gain more knowledge, you know, learn different skills. And I'm very sure that after you do all of these things, even yourself, you will hate Ponzi schemes, you hate pyramid schemes, and you know, you'll be thanking yourself for investing in yourself. Now, you know, something about other kinds of investment is that you can invest in crypto, stocks, or anything, and it can crash. Crypto can crash, stocks can crash, any other investment can, real estate can even crash. But the investment you make in yourself can never crash. The knowledge you get or you gain today can never crash, unless maybe you yourself, you crash. That's the only thing. But the knowledge or the skill you learn can never crash. The investment you make in yourself can never crash. So always look for ways to develop yourself. Always look for ways to invest in yourself. So that's all I have for you guys today. And I hope you'll be able to learn one or two things from this episode. Don't forget, in 2022, invest in yourself. Now, in case you want to join my newsletter, I have a newsletter where I share personal finance tips, productivity tips, and real life financial experiences. You can subscribe to my newsletter. I'll put the link to the description of this episode. So thank you for listening. Have a great year, guys. I love you all. I'll see you all in the next episode. Bye.